Every day, you're living out patterns you didn't consciously choose. That argument with your partner, it might echo a conflict from three lifetimes ago. Your inexplicable fear of abandonment, perhaps it stems from a betrayal you can't even remember. What if there existed a cosmic library containing every thought, feeling, and action you've ever experienced across all your incarnations? And what if you could access it to fundamentally rewrite your future? This isn't science fiction. The Akashic Records represent a living, breathing archive of consciousness itself, storing the vibrational imprint of every soul's journey since creation. But here's where it gets radical. These records aren't fixed. They're not some dusty cosmic filing cabinet where your fate is sealed. They're dynamic, responsive, and waiting for you to engage with them. When you connect to the records at the quantum level, you're not just reading your story. You're actively rewriting it, dissolving karmic patterns that have held you captive for lifetimes and stepping into your highest potential. This isn't about learning lessons or paying spiritual debts. It's about recognizing that you've always been the author, and it's time to pick up the pen. We've been sold a lie about purpose, that we must find our calling or fulfill some cosmic destiny. This creates anxiety when people can't identify their one true purpose. The liberating truth, your sole purpose isn't about doing anything specific. It's about being connected, being compassionate, being love itself. How you express this becomes your life purpose, but the expression is secondary to the state of being. A cashier radiating genuine warmth fulfills their sole purpose as completely as a renowned spiritual teacher. The role doesn't matter, the consciousness you bring to it does. When aligned with your authentic self, every action becomes purposeful. Instead of asking, "What lesson must I learn from this suffering?" ask, "What can I understand about myself and my reactions?" This shifts you from victim to creator. Traditional teachings present existence as a neat hierarchy, physical at the bottom, spiritual at the top. This misses something crucial. These planes don't stack like building floors. They spiral within each other, constantly interacting, never truly separate. Think of spinning Russian nesting dolls, interpenetrating and influencing one another continuously. The quantum field can be accessed from right here in physical reality. No death, transcendence, or impossible enlightenment required. Your heart isn't just a pump. It's the first organ formed in a developing fetus, possessing its own brain that sends signals to your head brain. Your heart generates the strongest electromagnetic field in your body, creating a toroidal flow, a donut-shaped energy pattern that extends outward, wraps around, and returns continuously. This same pattern appears everywhere: atoms, galaxies, the fundamental shape of energy flow in the universe. Your toroidal field constantly communicates with the quantum field through emotional energy. When you emanate love, joy, and gratitude, your field expands and attracts matching experiences. When you emanate fear or resentment, you attract those frequencies instead. The HeartMath Institute has measured this field extending several feet beyond your body. You're literally broadcasting your emotional state into space. The Akashic Records are a living energy system containing recordings of everything that has happened or will happen. Your toroidal field interacts with this energy continuously, drawing the karma, people, and situations you need to heal. Every challenging person or frustrating pattern represents an invitation to transcend limitation and expand into your true nature. Karma isn't punishment. It's the law of attraction across lifetimes. Your vibration reflects unresolved patterns, drawing people and situations that mirror what you haven't transcended. That difficult person? They're vibrationally matched to you, revealing your suffering rather than causing it. The liberating truth? The Akashic Records are living energy in constant movement. When you transcend karma, it's expunged, dissolved as if it never existed. Your energetic imprint transforms, and you stop attracting those painful situations. The wheel of karma functions like an expanding spiral. You circle back to similar themes each time at higher consciousness. Transcending karma means working through illusion. The two are intimately connected. As you transcend one, you transcend the other. The illusion is that you're separate, limited, defined by circumstances. The truth, your infinite consciousness temporarily experiencing limitation. Your senses have built-in limits, making it easy to believe their information is the only reality. As you expand awareness, your reality literally shifts. Recognize karma as opportunity. Your stuck spots are invitations to expand toward your true potential. Accessing the Akashic Records requires matching their frequency, like tuning a radio to the right station. The broadcast is constant, but accumulated thought forms create static. Years of worry, judgment, and repetitive thinking form energetic debris that locks you in lower vibrations. The solution? Clear mental clutter, then activate your chakras. This opens your energy centers and creates system-wide coherence. When your chakras align from root to crown and beyond to the eighth chakra above your head, your toroidal field activates fully. During my first successful alignment, colors became impossibly vivid, sounds crystallized with clarity, and profound peace settled over me. Not a temporary high, but a genuine shift making the records feel accessible. The process. Begin with relaxation and deep breathing. Focus on each chakra sequentially, from root upward, mentally saying activate and feeling the energetic response. Visualize perfect alignment between all centers, creating a column of light through your body. Once complete, your consciousness expands beyond the physical, emotional, and mental planes into the quantum field where the Akashic records exist. The records archive your personal, family, and national karma. Their transformational vibration influences you through your electromagnetic field, drawing the karma, people, and situations you need to heal. Every challenging person or frustrating pattern is an invitation to transcend limitation and expand into your true nature. The records are living imprints that shift as you release old patterns. When you enter, you experience past actions through divine understanding, seeing lifetimes of patterns affecting your current life. That controlling tendency, you might see yourself as a tyrannical ruler, domineering parent, or authoritarian teacher across incarnations. That fear of speaking up, perhaps you were silenced, punished, or killed for your words in previous lives. You can't spy on others. Accessing someone's records requires their permission. However, you can explore your own records to understand how relationships affect you. I once guided a man struggling with his daughter's rebellion. In the records, he saw their relationship mirrored his relationship with his mother, both built on resentment and manipulation. The pattern stretched across three lifetimes, with roles reversing but the dynamic remaining identical. Even partial healing in the records creates permanent change in your energetic imprint. Accessing the Akashic Records is learnable, awkward at first, natural with practice. Begin with clear intention. Choose a specific event that still bothers you but isn't overwhelming, a disagreement, embarrassment, or minor betrayal. Your goal is understanding and healing, not re-experiencing pain. The process unfolds systematically. Relax through deep breathing, clear mental clutter, align your chakras, and expand your heart consciousness into the quantum field. State your intention once you feel the shift, expansiveness, peace, or subtle energy movement. Then allow the unwinding. Permit emotions and patterns to move through the spiral energy of the records. You might see images from past lives, feel waves of emotion, or suddenly understand hidden motivations. Surrender the entire story back to the records at the quantum level where it was created. Connect with compassion for everyone involved, including yourself, not condoning harm, but recognizing all souls work through their patterns. Ask to see your divine self beyond limitations, the version of you when all karma is transcended. This glimpse becomes an energetic template, pulling you toward greater alignment. Gradually return awareness to your physical body, bringing healing and insights with you. You're not a victim of your past. You're the conscious creator of your reality with direct access to the quantum field where all possibilities exist.